This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good talk. So we're holding here in Perek Ches, at the end of Perek Ches, toward the end of Klal HaDavar. Hamara Zeh Sha'ole HaDvorim HaSidim. So he's speaking about the Brisbane Absorim, which is obviously a very, very important part of the... In other words, it's the Shoresh HaKal Yisrael. So, Amar HaZeh Sha'er Lo HaDvarim HaSidim Kavrom Hu Shehoyer Reish V'Ikub Yisrael. He's the Shoresh HaKal Yisrael. V'Yadua Ki Achas Cholos Adova Yimashach HaKoil. So, everything is notes in a Shoresh. Ramban says that Breishis Bara Lekim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a Reishis. As the world sprouts from a Sheirish and moves on. So everything is in the Sheirish, in the Reishis. But Ashwa Scholos Pchiros Avram V'Mashe Korizim Bris V'Herle Kol Dova She Moshech. So he's basically showing him what's expected to come out of the Shoresh. Kasha Amar Tzagninim, Kikasha Yivole the Odom, Boisisha Yuchalurus called Mikrovashem a Sidon Lovel of Kalyomov, Mitzada Shakol Nimshach Achashorishaina. So everything is unfolded from that. Well, if you're Ganga Shakosh Bokros, Brisim of Rom, Ishorishaina, Shakosh Bokhoisa Elo, the Herla Sidis Kulom, Asher Royu Lovel Israel. So, he adds a word here which is very interesting. He says, "Hasidus kulam asher ro'u lover al Yisrael." It sounds almost as if he's allowing for bechira here. In other words, let's take the example with the person being born. So we could understand without a problem that a person be shown at the minute he's born everything that he ought to develop in. In other words, what kochos he has in order to get developed in. To say what will happen, you run into the problem of yedia and bechira. And the problem is that we don't have the answer that we normally have. The normal answer for yedia and bechira is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's yedia is very different as bechira. So that's a good answer for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But an answer for people, so let's say we would tell a person the minute he's born, he's shown everything that he could be and could become. So could be and could be become, we have no problem understanding that. Will be, then you run into the problem of Yedia and Bechira at the level of Adam. In other words, you run into the level of Adam knowing something which can't be, because we don't have that answer that our ideas are in Bechira. So I think that's what the Maral says. Beherloi ha'asidus kulam asher ro'ui love al Yisrael. He said the word ro'ui for that reason. I think so. Now, one other possibility to resolve this, to understand this, is that what he saw, the vision and so on of what he saw, is something that is vague enough that it could be many things. In other words, like the Gemara says, if somebody's born in Mazel Madim, he should either be a sheikhet or a moyel, a doctor, a moyel, or else the other choice is to become a listim. So the pshat is, the general sense of what the person's kochos are fixed. And that's okay, that's not a problem with Bechira. Specifically, how it's going to play out, that's Bechira, and that could also be... Okay, Obemedu Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda So the machlokes is in how much of the what scope of future was revealed to him. Upeish machlokesim meshavrom ayboilam hazeh lekach herla dvarim hanimshach machascholdein olam hazeh. Avol olam abba mitzatrol achalayim bezeh sher mashimshach achaschol. So in this context of this mitzias of olam hazeh. We can say that this world has everything is already encoded beforehand. So just like a person's genetic material is there, and as long as he's living, that material will express itself. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inscribed a certain destiny for Avram. It's there and it goes. V'achruna amar sh'af olam haba herali. So the future is also the same. So he holds that Olam Haba, despite the fact that it's a very different world, is going to be a hemshech of this world, and b'meila, it's also like that. So it's in a certain sense, it's not. Let's put it this way: it's not exactly as in this world. I can prescribe person exactly what's going to be. I can say A, you know, will lead to B or to C, that a person's path in this world is fixed, like we said before. That's not a steer to Bechira, and therefore, theoretically, I could lay it out. Olam Haba is a result of Olam Hazeh, but there's a whole other step. So in a certain sense, it does follow, but it's a whole new order. And therefore, in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, one could say it's just Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba as well. Machloikes, Rabbi Elazar Beisi, whether it's Ad HaYom HaZeh, Ratzalei Ma'advarim Shir Bo'el Ma'zeh, Avlo Yom HaZeh Mashiach, Kol Yomei Mashiach, Kimei Mashiach, Nikorim Yom HaHu, Vavur Helem HaYom HaHu, Ola'idach Av Yom HaZeh Mashiach, Shekhi Yom HaHu, Herolei. Oit Sham, Vigam Kriyas Yam Suf Herolei, Shnam HaShav HaBein HaGzorim, V'nem HaLegrezi Yam Suf Gzorim. So the question is like big deal. Like I mean, Kriyas Yamsuf, many things happened to Klal Yisrael. You had the Makis, you had the Mun, you had going to Yisrael. It's a going to Yisrael. Is that some? But of all the things, picking Kriyas Yamsuf is kind of a strange. Like it's like one out of many things. So he explains, I want to explain this point a little bit. So he says that he showed him Kriyas Yamsuf, which is that they're above Teva. So yes, it's true that we're above the Teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Teichet Teva for us, and so on. But why is that an important factor? We're talking about Sheirishtik and Yonim. We're talking about the seminal points in Klal Yisrael's formation. And besides which, there were many other nisim that Klal Yisrael, and every nes by definition is a type of lemal mateva. What exactly did he want to show? So I'd like to understand something about the Kriyas Yamsuf that makes it unique. In other words, what's the point over here? So we tend to think of Nisim as just being kind of very powerful, It's like you're strong. You're strong enough to do something difficult. You're strong to do something impossible. You're strong to do something against nature, and so on. It's like it's sort of it's just a very, very big accomplishment, some sort. That's what you think of it. The truth is, it's much deeper. And the Maharal says it in different places in the following way. Let's imagine we have city laws, city ordinances. So the city says to do X, Y, or Z, and a person can break the law, as is commonly done in Eretz Yisrael with city ordinances. The city says not to build, you build. That's the so that's called breaking the law. Now in America, let's say we have city, city county, you have state, you have federal. If the state overrules that law, they're not breaking the law. The city gets its right to make laws from the state. It's incorporated in the state, and its laws are binding because the state said so. The state is really the big part. So if the state overrides it, they're not breaking the law. They're rising. It's the state law rising above it. When you have the federal law, so it's interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, the country law is the absolute law, and all municipalities derive their power from the state. In America, it's different, actually. In America, the state is the highest, but they ceded certain powers to the federal government, and which is given lawyers parnasa they add to, but in normal countries, it starts with it starts with the high instance, lower, 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 lower. We think of teva as being ultimate law. Laws of nature are immutable and inscribed in Nitzchias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just very, very strong and just overrides it and sort of and so on. That's wrong. That's where the Rambam's big push in Mor Nevuchim against people believe that the Zman is Kadmon and Olam is Kadmon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoresh. He created the system we call nature. And so long as that system is in place, everything in the world has to abide by it. Nothing in the world can sidestep it. Everything in this world is a result of nature. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides nature, the pshat is it's not breaking laws of nature. It's the laws of nature are limited. They're a result of a Ratzon Elyon. Now, this is why asking kashas from laws of nature, or how could it be? Because that doesn't exist. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't normally do that, and therefore we assume he worked within that framework, unless it says clearly not like that or whatever. Klal Yisrael has a shayrish of reishis, and its whole metzias is above it, and even the truth is we're looking at it. With about that's the history of Klal Yisrael, so it's hard to say in history impossibilities, but the idea that such a non-entity has survived as long as it has survived, and is there, it survived both in terms physically and survived in terms of its mahus is incredible. Doesn't fit any laws. There's no other entity like that. Everything has come and gone, been swallowed and disassembled, and that's it. There's nothing left of anything. It's been recast and recast and recast. The Kaizo is different. But one of the things is that Teva gives away. So the other Nisim that happened to Kaizo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the Nisim, the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu made kind of. The Tzura of Yamsuf was when we walked into the Yam. The Yam split apart. It's ki'ilu the teva bent itself to us. That's the tour of it. Makis Arba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Arba onto Mitzvah and told him, I want you to release Klal Yisrael. Here, we walked and went through it and it parted for us. That's the Pshat Tanai Histamai Sebrachus. It's not the Pshat that he broke overrode it. It's the Mai Sebrachus itself is only a sub. entry into something else. So Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has a metzias that it rises above the teva. This is it. And that's why it says in Chazal that Klal Yisrael wasn't, naturally wasn't meant to be born. It means our metzias rises above teva. It's from the same shevish of, so teva is a primary Ratzon Elyon. Klal Yisrael is a primary Ratzon Elyon. And b'meila, we override that.
We say, is it possible to say pshat that when we say, person should say as yosher, like it's Kriyas Yamtsev is happening now, it's the deher that's the metzias in Klal Yisrael.
Very, very possible. Yes. The Now, so just the so he's going to explain all the different Malchus, how the, why they're called by these names, but the general pictures the Maral says in their in Ner Mitzvah that the Dalad Malchus are not mikrim. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish Klal Yisrael, wanted to challenge Klal Yisrael. So he found Dalad Malchus to challenge us. He says these are four dark kohos that mitzad the etzem bria are part of it. In other words, the bria itself contains shortcomings because it's a bria. In other words, a bria by definition is that which has moved apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word bra is like means outside in Aramis. So when something divorces itself, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that automatically creates chesronos. Those chesronos can be seen in four different directions. Just like if you cut off, let's say you have a whole piece and you cut off something, so on four sides it'll be cut off. If I cut something out of something else, there are four sides where it's discontinuous, where it's disjunct to the to where it was, and each one of these carries a chesaron, and each one of these dalmachas represents one of the tzedakah. There's Maya, that's what he speaks about there, mitzvah. So here also, it's a very Dalad Malchias are a shorishtika aspect of the Bria. The potential for bad that's in these Dalad Malchias is something that is mitzad the etzem Bria, not mitzad a mikra. And now he's going to explain why these different terms apply to each one. Da kemach leikas al pirushim via milslavad. So I just want to just point out, this is the Maral's Tachlis in the Sfarim, and he writes this, I think at the end of the course, if I'm mistaken, is to show how much Chazal, with what kind of precision and thoroughness Chazal addressed issues. In other words, just like in Gemara, we don't, when we look at a sugya, when we look at halacha, no one ever says, well, this halacha was, there's a steer from Gemara here. I guess this Gemara must have been like an off day for the Amoraim. They really weren't kind of into it. They're exaggerating. Halacha is very precise, and every sugya has to fit in. And we have to be magged each one. Agadata was said with the same level of precision and gravitas as halacha. And to take Chazal say, yeah, it's just kind of a metaphor in a vague way, just a kind of exaggerating, just a lot of every the tut-studim, the tumach-loiks, and the psukim and the agdoris are extremely meaningful and precise. There is nothing, when we say a person, yeah, he just said a derech hadrush. When we say somebody just said derech hadrush, we mean okay, it's a license to sort of say things that are true in a general way, but not precise. His point is
Let me
that,
ask you.
yeah.
I thought this was a giloy of the Maharal in terms of how he learns he's being so medayik in Agadata. Well,
Yeah.
the way the Rashid is expressing it, it feels like almost like like a dovah posha, meaning like if they're so exact with their halacha, they'll also be so
Right.
exact with their Agadata. So why is it that you come up, all the Rishonim but went through the Agadata and they didn't see that Nakuda that the Rashid was bringing out?
So first of all, some of you, we don't know. I mean, Rashi and Tosfos and the level of Pshat are very, very erudite. I don't think anyone didn't. I think they saw it differently. I don't know, but that's the. There are many things, many halakim of Torah that came to the fore that were in his gala afterwards. Why didn't anyone, for us, the learning of Chaim Brisker's Hagdaris, tell us Aleph Beis, this is clearly the way to understand it. What happened before? I don't know. And the truth is, you find, for instance, the Rashba wrote a Pirush on Agadas that we have. You do see how seriously you see it, but the Morales certainly was the one who developed it in extraordinary ways, and it set a certain template. That's the way it is. The Torah has tkufis when it's a scholar, and this chelik, he was megala. I don't have any. Unfortunately, the thing most people know about the Morales is the Golem. So you have an incredible gilui of Torah, and the only thing that remains is the Golem. It's I was pleasantly surprised in Rashi's quote unquote Beis Medrash, and I was there in Germany. They also have a golem in the basement. I guess they figured it's still good that a godel has to have a golem. So that's the somebody once said, a Moscow once wrote, he said, there are people that deny the story of the golem. He said it's absolutely not true. He said, I've traveled and I've met descendants of the golem in many, many places in Europe. He said that. It's not they're not just being choilik on the words. I will call echad mefarish inyan dal malchus elu yedua shebavel who reishet the dahava shemekamu koicham imidash v'mena zahav. They would be mefarish. So bavel is the sheirish of neamida zois. So dahava is gold, which is Midas Adin. Raya, by that this is all Midas Adin, so to speak, what's lashing out against Kal Yisrael. So Midas Hadin is one type of one type of difficulty, because it's there to hold Klal Yisrael accountable for its chesronos. Hashecha is Madai Yadua Kimori Muchen Lehades Yisrael. Hashecha is a much deeper is a much deeper. Lack of existence. It's heder. In other words, when a person looks around and he sees darkness all around, he doesn't see anything. As far as we're concerned, whatever's in the dark is non-existent. If I let's say I'm in a room and it's dark, nothing exists. If I happen to bump into it, so my bumping means that I have a sense of it. So it exists to some degree. But as long as my senses are not connecting to it, it's non-existent. So Hashem is all Heder. Rabbim Schleicher, Rotzebze Kaschols, Hilbert Schleicher, Chemach Sjom Schumach Schischer, Hesse Deila Muruba Sars Memscholos, Chef Medes Schischer Duchsen, Geschichnema Aribu Holmaka. So, also, Gedula Ziyavan, and it's interesting, it doesn't mention, but Yavan has Kshivas and Gadlos that is something that is, they have a makom in history of Kshivas. As opposed to Bavel and Paras, they were very strong, they were powerful, they conquered, they had some accomplished, some achievements. They don't stand with that type of thing. This is the fellows of Edom, Yeshan Da Slomika and the fellows, Kitipo Losh and the Philo Makna Voyama Oid, Zeke and the Philo Kirsim Tabia Kinesha Kinecham Sharikha. The Edom, because Edom, the mile of Edom, I guess, the point of Edom is that eventually the final Milchama will be with Edom. Edom will have become everything. It's accumulation of so long of rule, and then when it explodes, it'll explode mightily. You know, it's the Igor Ram, the Biar Mikta type of thing is expressed in Edom. Nefila is always measured by the distance, by the gap, being the high point and the low point. So Edom, the Gemara says by Malchus Remi, they used to have a yontiv where they would parade out the head of Yishmael Kain Gadol, and they would say that this is, that they would have a person who walks riding on top of a person who limps, and they would say that Yaakov Avinu is a liar, we triumphed, we won, and so on. And then they would add woe unto the one on top when the one on the bottom will reverse it. You know, the Gemara goes through the victory parade and then says, but woe on the day when it's reversed. So there's a point where Klal Yisrael will reverse. It's presented primarily as a victory march with the understanding that at some point there'll be a nefila. When the nefila happens, it'll be an extraordinary nefila. Okay, we'll hold it here. I think the next week or two, we're going to have a problem with the clock. In America, next week, we're changing to their service time. I think Eretz Yisrael is another 2 weeks. What is it? So we'll resume in Eretz Yisrael. It's back again to, I think, the 29th or something. I have to look it up. So Metz Hashem, when the regime itself was okay.
Lopiansky.
Yeah.
It's based just, I was just thinking over the last week, just over something we saw in the Mara last week, just about how Chumash has, you know, will have all the different shatim you can have, whereas, you know, Chazal, they had, you know, Stas Adam, what they were saying, and we're trying to find Shire and what they were saying.
Right.
But the Chur you find, again, I'm not, you look who you find in, let's say, more of the, even on levels of Machshav, but definitely like some of the, even the more, let's say, accepted Litvisha, Chassidish, let's say, I don't know, like a Rav Sadok or like Chabad or whatever, they definitely seem to treat the Gemara as if it has, you know, even, you know, like a certain level of different layers of meaning. Like the Bavta Rebbe, or I think earlier in the Chabad, they'll give, you know, this is the Pshat of the Gemara and this is the side. Or if Sadek will say, you know, thoughts and like, you know, it's classically, you know, Aliba, this and saying it's coming from the whole Torah Shabbat Pair, it's coming from the lave, this type of Mignonim. And then you also have maybe, I guess it could be just more of just like Stam Drush, but let's say in things like B'nai Zosla, he'll manage readers like, he'll read Kabbalah into Machlech Shabbat Rishonim.
So in the short part, is two things. First of all, when it's something is called Divrei Chachamim V'chidosa. Divrei Chachamim in what Agadah is given in metaphor, almost by definition, metaphor will tolerate many pshatim, And our understanding is that Chazal Baruch Kachem, if they picked a metaphor that's correct, different shades of it will be correct. Because no one's darshan a gematria of a Gemara. No one's darshan the Rosh HaTevis of a Gemara. But the different, like here, the different meanings and understandings, they're shades of something similar. So that's appropriate. You also find in halacha the different kind of flavors of how to be magdir something, how to look at something, and so long as that it's on halacha, you can have a psak. But in terms of learning it, it tolerates everyone. So our assumption is the ruach kachem of Chazal that the mechavna emes is that the range that there's a certain range of different ways in which it's true. In other words, when a wise person comes up with a statement that's general and wise, you can apply it in different situations, and it holds true because it's true. It's something that tolerates different types of interpretations. So there's a sense of different, but it's still different than psukim, where you can count how many words and all sorts of things that are not shy of the Torah Sheval Peh. So it's because we believe that this is the sum total of Torah Sheval Peh Yisrael, it contains in itself, it's written up in Ruach HaKodesh, meaning there will mechavim to certain emes that can have many sparks to it, but it's certainly is limited as opposed to Torah Sheval Peh. Okay, good. So we're Mitzvah Shem in 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it is. I have to look up when Eretz Yisrael is. Okay.